Section 3. Vehicle Equipment, Titles, Registration, and Insurance. Delaware law requires the registration of all vehicles operated on the highway. This section describes the title, registration process. New residents must title, register their vehicles within 60 days after moving to Delaware. Customers may obtain more detailed information on titling, registration, inspection, and other services at the Division of Motor Vehicles website at www.dmv.de.gov. Motor Vehicle Equipment. Required Equipment. Every automobile registered in Delaware must have the following equipment. Prohibited equipment is discussed in the next subsection. Headlights. At least two white multiple beam lights are required, one on each side in the front. High beams must be aimed and strong enough to reveal persons and vehicles at least 350 feet ahead. Low beams must reveal people at least 100 feet ahead and must be so adjusted as not to strike the eyes of an approaching driver. Headlights must be on when windshield wipers are in use due to inclement weather. Taillights. At least two, original design, red lights are required on the rear. They must be visible from a distance of 500 feet. Parking lights. At least one white or amber light visible from a distance of 500 feet to the front and at least one red light visible from a distance of 500 feet to the rear. Rear light may be same as tail light. License plate light must be white and strong enough for the number on the registration plate to be seen from a distance of 50 feet. Must illuminate registration plate without projecting light towards vehicles traveling in the same direction. Stop lights, original design amber or red light, or any color between red and amber, is required on rear. It must light when the brake pedal is pushed and be visible from a distance of at least 100 feet in normal sunlight. If vehicle is equipped with two stop lights, both must be in working order. Turn signals. All vehicles manufactured after 1953 must be equipped with two turn signals in front and two in rear. Those in front may be any shade between white and amber. Those in rear may be any shade between amber and red. Both sets must be visible at least 100 feet in normal sunlight. Vehicles manufactured prior to 1953, or in 1953, equipped with turn signals must have them in working order. Reflectors. All passenger vehicles manufactured after 1953 require two red reflectors to the rear. Vehicles manufactured after 1977 require a minimum of six reflectors, two amber on the front sides, two red on the rear sides and two red to the rear of the vehicle. Reflectors must be visible to 500 feet and have 4 square inches of reflective area. Reflectors may be incorporated in light lenses. For trailers and motorcycles, refer to FMVSS 108 or contact a DMV inspection facility. Marker lights. All passenger vehicles manufactured since 1972 require side marker lamps. Lamps must be visible to 500 feet and have 4 square inches of luminous lens area consisting of two amber lamps to the front sides and two red lamps to the rear sides. For trailers and motorcycles, refer to FMVSS 108 or contact a DMV inspection facility. Brakes. Brakes must be adjusted to work evenly on all sides of the vehicle and meet federal braking requirements. Parking or emergency brake. Must stop vehicle within a distance of 54 feet from a speed of 20 miles per hour. Windshield and windows. Windshield and all side and rear windows must be made of automotive safety glass. No stickers or signs shall be placed on windshield or other windows other than certificates required by law or those approved by the Division of Motor Vehicles. Windshield wipers are required to clean rain, snow, or other moisture from windshield. Rear vision mirror. Must be placed so that the driver can see any vehicle traveling in the same direction. If the view from the inside mirror to the rear is blocked, the vehicle must have outside mirrors on the left and right side of the vehicle. Muffler. All vehicles must be equipped with a muffler which must be in good working order and in constant operation. Federal noise standards must be met. Loud or excessive noise is not permitted. Horn. Must be able to make sound that can be heard under normal conditions at least 200 feet away. Seat belts. Must be installed for all front seat occupants, in passenger cars manufactured after January 1, 1968, and trucks, buses, and multi-passenger vehicles manufactured after July 1, 1971. Additional equipment. spotlights, too, may be mounted. No part of the intense beam shall be aimed to left of nor more than 100 feet ahead of vehicle. Fog lights, too, white or yellow, may be mounted on front of vehicle at a height of not less than 12 inches nor more than 30 inches above the ground. Light beam must drop at least 4 inches in first 25 feet. Backup lights may be mounted on rear of vehicle to project light for backing. These may be any color from white to amber. Colored lights. Other than factory equipped, marker lamps and turn signal lamps, no colored lights are permitted on the vehicle. Such lights are permitted only on emergency vehicles. Prohibited equipment. Limitation in number of lights, not more than 4 lights of 300 candle power or more on the front of a vehicle shall be lit at one time. Headlights must be installed no higher than 54 inches nor less than 24 inches from the center of the lamp to the ground. Red lights prohibited in front. No ordinary motor vehicle can show a red light visible to the front of such vehicle. Such lights are permitted only on emergency vehicles. Flashing lights prohibited. Flashing lights are generally prohibited except on emergency vehicles, school buses, snow removal equipment. Any vehicle is a means of indicating right or left turns. Any vehicle is a means of indicating a traffic hazard, four-way flashers. License plate additions, unauthorized frames, accessories, designs, or symbols on or attached to the license plate are prohibited. Other lights and original design change, no light, lamp or reflector that tends to change the original design or performance of the vehicle may be installed. Studded tires are legal from October 15th to April 15th inclusive. Illegal from April 16th to October 14th inclusive. Other states have different time periods when studded tires are permitted. A few states do not allow their use at any time. You must abide by their laws when passing through those states. Cutouts. It is prohibited to use a muffler cutout. Noise devices. No ordinary vehicle shall be equipped with any siren, exhaust, or compression whistle. Towed vehicle. No motor vehicle shall tow more than a single vehicle. A tractor and semi-trailer may tow one other vehicle. The draw bar or other connection between any two vehicles, one of which is towing the other, must be no more than 15 feet long. If a chain, rope or cable is used, a red flag at least 12 inches square must be attached to it. Tinted windows. Window tint is prohibited on the front windshield below the top 5 inches of the windshield, specifically not below the AS-1 masking on the windshield, and on the left and right driver side windows. Tint material also may not be installed over any lights or the vehicle's license plate. Vehicles with tint installed must have outside mirrors on both the right and left sides of the vehicle. Vehicles that have aftermarket tint to the immediate right or left of the driver must have an approved valid tint waiver, and it must be kept inside the vehicle at all times. Lift kits. Refer to Delaware Code, Title 21, Section 4318, for bumper, frame rail, and body heights. Using headlights. Delaware law requires your headlights, not parking lights, to be on when driving after sunset or before sunrise. On any other time you cannot see beyond 1,000 feet. On any time you use your windshield wipers. Switched to low beams 500 feet before meeting another vehicle or when within 200 feet of the vehicle you are following. Using safety belts and child restraints. Delaware law requires all occupants of a vehicle to be properly restrained in a seatbelt or child safety seat. Officers may pull over a vehicle if they see unbuckled occupants inside. The driver of the vehicle receives a ticket for any unrestrained or improperly restrained vehicle occupants. Please review the important information on the use of safety belts and child restraints in the Driving Skills and Safety Tips section of this manual. How to title, register your vehicle. New residents must title, register their vehicles within 60 days after becoming a Delaware resident. State law requires changes of address to be reported to the Division of Motor Vehicles within 30 days. You can find more detailed information on titling, registering a vehicle under the division's website at www.dmv.da.gov, then click on Vehicle Services. Step 1. Liability Insurance, Financial Responsibility and Penalty. The first step in obtaining a Delaware vehicle title registration is to establish your, the owner's, financial responsibility. This is done by purchasing a liability insurance policy from a company licensed by the insurance commissioner to operate in Delaware. The minimum coverages: a PIP, personal injury protection, minimum of $15,000 for any one person and $30,000 for all persons injured in any one crash. $25,000 for bodily injury or death of one person in any one crash. $50,000 for bodily injury or death of two or more persons in any one crash. $10,000 for injury to, or destruction of, property of others in any one crash. The division requires verification that the car to be registered is properly insured. One of the following documents is acceptable: an original Delaware insurance identification card. All insurance companies are required to issue such cards. The card must be carried in the vehicle at all times and include the period of coverage in the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, NAIC, company identification number, NAIC code. The ID card must have a valid expiration date. ID cards are reissued every 6 months. The card may be paper or electronic. A valid insurance policy. A written binder within 30 days of issue from an insurance company or agent on the insurance company's letterhead. Insurance in owner's name. Title 21 Del. C. S. 2118. Faxed insurance is acceptable if it is sent directly from the insurance company to the DMV only. Please note, no copies of insurance or laminated insurance cards will be accepted. Third-party faxes will not be accepted. The penalty for operating an uninsured vehicle is a fine not less than $1,500 nor more than $2,000 and mandatory suspension of driver license and/or driving privileges for 6 months. For each subsequent offense occurring within 3 years of a former offense, the fine shall be not less than $3,000 nor more than $4,000. Providing false proof of insurance will result in an additional fine of $500 and, or 30 days in jail and suspension of driver license for 6 months. Specialized personnel with the State Department of Insurance and/or law enforcement officials may confiscate the registration plate of a vehicle absent affirmative proof a vehicle is insured, after proper notice has been sent to the assigned owner. Owners canceling insurance for any reason must first surrender their valid license plate to the division. Failure to surrender a valid license plate prior to insurance cancellation will result in fines. The Division of Motor Vehicles randomly audits for proof of insurance on active registrations. The penalty for being uninsured is $100 for 1 to 30 days and an additional $5 per day until insurance is obtained, tags are surrendered, or the registration expires. In addition, suspensions are imposed on the registration and on the driver license of all owners who fail to respond to the request. Once suspended, reinstatement fees are $50 for driver license and $50 per registration. Step 2 Vehicle Inspection. The second step in obtaining a Delaware vehicle title registration is to have your motor vehicle inspected at any of the 4 DMV locations. A check of the following items is recommended before your vehicle is presented for inspection. It may save you a return trip for re-inspection. This list is not all of the items inspected, but are those items which commonly fail inspection. Certificate of title or registration card and proof of insurance must be presented. There is no charge for an inspection for Delaware residents. All lights must be clean, in working order, and properly aimed. This includes stop lights, turn signals, license plate light, parking lights, and headlights. Brakes must stop the vehicle within required distances. A performance brake test is given to all vehicles presented for inspection. Mirrors must be clean and unbroken. Windshield wipers must be fully operative. The rubber blades must be in good condition. Hood and trunk latches must hold hood and trunk fully closed. Tires must have no bulges, no fabric showing, no bald areas and no cuts. Tread depth must be at least 2/32 inch measured in two adjacent treads. Door handles or equivalent must be present and in working condition. There must be no damage or dislocated parts projecting from the vehicle that could present a safety hazard. Horn must be in operating condition. Muffler must effectively reduce sound of engine exhaust. No leaks in exhaust system. Catalytic converter must be installed if originally equipped from manufacturer. There must be no visible gasoline, oil, or coolant leaks. Seat belts must be worn. Bumper height on passenger cars must not exceed 22 inches from the ground to the bottom of the bumper. Maximum distance between the vehicle body and vehicle frame rail may not exceed 3 inches. No tinting or sunscreening device may be applied to the front windshield or to the front side windows. No air scoops shall be mounted on a vehicle hood that exceeds 3 inches. Passenger cars, 1968 and newer, and trucks 1970 and newer, will be tested for exhaust emissions. Most vehicles 1975 and newer will be tested for fuel vapor leakage. 1996 and newer vehicles will be tested using the onboard diagnostic test, OBDII. Windshield must be free of cracks, holes, or breaks. Cracks over 5 inches or starships over 1 inch are mandatory failure items. The minimum height of visibility of a windshield is 10 inches. 5-year-old models, and newer, vehicles no longer require inspection, except for a VIN inspection on vehicles that have never been titled in Delaware. Vehicles 5 years old receive 1-year renewals without inspection. All others receive a 3, 4 or 5-year renewal based on model year. The late fee of $20 is assessed for renewal after vehicle registration expiration. DMV accepts cash, check, money orders and credit card payments from Visa, American Express, Discover and MasterCard with proper identification. Poor condition of any equipment items may be cause for rejection. Vehicles in unsafe condition, lacking required equipment, or not in proper repair or adjustment will be rejected. The inspection technician will provide an inspection report showing the rejected items. These items must be corrected and the vehicle re-inspected and passed prior to the issuance of a title, registration card, and plate. Vehicle owners whose registration is about to expire may be eligible for a temporary tag if the failure item is not safety-related. The cost is $20. Step 3 Title. The third step in obtaining a vehicle registration is to complete an application for a Delaware title and registration. If the vehicle is coming from a state that issues certificates of title, a certificate of title must be surrendered to the Division of Motor Vehicles at the time the application is filed. If there is a lien or encumbrance against the vehicle, the division will provide a form letter, MV-35, to send to the lien holder to obtain the certificate of title. Applications, MV-212, for certificate of title in the vehicle inspection report are issued by an inspection technician after your vehicle passes the emissions tests and safety inspection. The application must be signed by all owners of the vehicle or by someone with an original power of attorney to sign for such owner, or by an officer of the company, owner, president, vice president, secretary or treasurer, owning the vehicle. Power of attorney must be notarized. Whenever a motor vehicle is brought into Delaware from another state and a title registration is sought, the owner must pay a vehicle document fee of 4.25% of the value of the vehicle but not less than $8 unless the owner presents proof that he, she has paid to such other state a sales tax, transfer tax, or some similar levy on the purchase of the vehicle within 90 days prior to registering in Delaware. The value of the vehicle shall be the current NADA average trade-in book value. Note. The document fee for mobile homes is 3.75%. Proof of liability insurance must be submitted at the time of titling, registering a vehicle. Listen paragraph regarding liability insurance. The title fee is $35 if there is no lien or $55 if there is a lien against the vehicle. If there is a lien against the vehicle, the title is mailed to the lien holder. Customer must provide the correct address for lien holder. The registration fee is $40 for 1 year or $80 for 2 years for all passenger vehicles. You have the option to register for 1 or 2 years. The division recommends that you renew your registration for 2 years. Vehicles in the first 5 model years may register for 1 to 5 years depending on the model year. Registration fee for 6 months is $21. Registration fees for commercial vehicles are $40 for first 5,000 pounds with increments of $18 per 1,000 pounds above 5,000 pounds. Trailer fees are $10 per year for 1,000 pounds, $20 per year for 1,001 pounds to 2,000 pounds and $40 per year for 2,001 pounds to 5,000 pounds with increments of $18 per 1,000 pounds above 5,000 pounds. Recreational vehicle and recreational trailer fees are $40 per year for first 5,000 pounds with increments of $6.40 per 1,000 pounds above 5,000 pounds. Upon submission of all necessary documents and their acceptance, and payment of the vehicle document fee, title fee, and registration fee, a certificate of title, registration card, and license plate will be issued by the Division of Motor Vehicles. If there is a lien against the vehicle, the title is mailed to the lien holder. DMV accepts cash, checks, money orders or credit cards as forms of payment. Requirement for applicants under 18 years of age. If you are less than 18 years of age, your application for a certificate of title must be signed by your father, mother, guardian, or court-appointed custodian, with legal documentation, granting consent to the application. Renewing registration. Prior to registration renewal, you must present proof that the vehicle is covered by adequate liability insurance and have passed the state's vehicle safety inspection and emission test. You may have your vehicle inspected any time 90 days prior to the expiration date of the registration. If your registration expires on June 30th, you may have your vehicle inspected any time after April 1st. No time is lost by renewing early. You may also renew your registration at that time, or you may renew any time up to the expiration date. It is suggested that you avoid the waiting lines normally experienced on the 15th and last few days of each month by presenting your vehicle for inspection early in the month. Expiration date is indicated on your sticker and registration card. A late fee of $20 is charged for late renewals, except active duty military personnel. See fee chart for details. Trailers weighing 4,000 pounds or less do not require re-inspection prior to renewal of the registration. Certain vehicles will be eligible for mail-in renewal. Eligible owners will be notified by mail 90 days prior to the vehicle's registration expiration date. Change of address. If you change your address within Delaware, you have 30 days in which to notify both the vehicle services and driver license sections of the DMV. Vehicle registration address changes may be submitted online at www.dmv.de.gov. Once you update your address, you will need a printer to print your new registration card. Address changes can also be done by writing to Vehicle Services Help Desk, P.O. Box 698, Dover DE 19903. When requesting an address change in writing, please include your vehicle registration number, license plate number, and your new address. DMV will mail your new registration card for no fee. See the driver license information section for changing address on your driver license. Change of name. If you change your name, you have 30 days in which to apply for a new registration card and title. This may be done by visiting an office of the division. You must also present the certificate of title, the old registration, proof of insurance, and the marriage certificate or court order as evidence of name change. The division will issue you a new certificate of title and registration card for a fee of $35 or $55 if there is a lien. Listen driver license section for information on changing your name on your license. Out-of-state inspections. Delaware residents who are temporarily residing more than 200 miles out of state may renew their registration by mail. Such residents include military personnel and college students. Information on details may be obtained from the Division of Motor Vehicles, ATIN, Vehicle Services Help Desk, P.O. Box 698, Dover, Delaware, 19903. Responsibility of owner. The registration certificate and proof of liability insurance must accompany the motor vehicle whenever it is operated. The license plate, tag, must be affixed to the rear of the vehicle in the designated position and must bear the sticker showing year and month of expiration on the lower right corner of the plate. Your registration expires at midnight on the day of the month indicated on the sticker. There is no grace period.